on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A newborn has been rescued from a pit toilet on the north coast. It's believed the baby boy was born just hours before the discovery in Sundumbili. IPSS Medical Rescue's Samantha Merrick says a local woman heard the infant's cries this morning and she and other community members pulled the boy out.
IPSS Medical Rescue paramedics have assessed the baby boy, who is in relatively good health. He has been transported to Sundumbili Clinic for further care.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has acknowledged public criticism of the national dialogue, including concerns about its estimated 700 million rand price tag. He's addressed members of the newly appointed Eminent Persons Group during the opening session of their first meeting at the Union Buildings. Ramaphosa says public skepticism is expected, but that the focus must remain on building an inclusive and citizen-led dialogue. Anastasi Mukhobu reports.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has urged members of the Eminent Persons Group to act as champions of the national dialogue, not cheerleaders. It comes amid mounting criticism about the dialogue's legitimacy, cost, and a perceived lack of public buy-in.
We should not be surprised if there is skepticism or disinterest from some quarters of South African society.
Government's own estimate of 700 million has sparked outrage from civil society groups, opposition parties, and ordinary South Africans. Ramaphosa told the group that criticism must not be feared but embraced. Anastasi Mukhobu, Union Buildings in Pretoria.
The attempted murder case against a businessman at the Centre of Interference allegations in the SAPS has been postponed to next month. Vusi, Kat, Matlala and three others appeared briefly in the Alexandra Magistrates Court in Johannesburg today. He's accused of trying to kill his ex-lover, actress Tebogo Thabejane. Earlier this week, KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi implicated Matlala in claims of interference in high-profile police investigations. Matlala was awarded a 360 million rand health and wellness tender with the SAPS. It's since been cancelled. He was recently moved to a CMAX prison after he was apparently found in possession of a cell phone. Matlala remains in custody and his three co-accused, including his wife, are out on bail. And a German backpacker who was missing for nearly 2 weeks after disappearing in Australia has been found alive. 26-year-old Caroline Wilger disappeared at the end of last month. It's believed she got lost in the vast outback. Her van was discovered without her in it yesterday, and today police confirmed she'd been found safe and well. Police say they were doing all they can to find her.
We've thrown everything we've got at it, really. I mean, I think every single one of police air wings resources has been up here. They're up there now. They've gone through all the different resources they had, including the big caravan plane.
The top story, a newborn has been rescued from a pit latrine in Sundumbili on the north coast. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.